I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where the truth is spoken. I'd like to thank everyone, especially my listeners, who help me put the show together from week to week and send me outstanding information. I'd also like to thank the show's producer, Matt, and I'd like to thank Darren Weeks of Govern America for all the insightful information he brings us each week. And I'd like to invite everybody to stay tuned for Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited coming up at noon on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is July the 10th, 2010. And I wanted to start the show off by talking for just a minute about the occult in our government. And I think it's a well-reported fact that many world leaders, past and present, have consulted with their numerologist or their astronumerologist or their other occult advisors to determine the best time in accordance with the shifting stars in the heaven to allow the best chance for their plans to be fulfilled. I mean, you know, look through history. I mean, Hitler, Reagan, Tony Blair, on and on. You know, we find Henry Kissinger, the Bushes, you know, the former Secretary of Defense Schultz, and the list goes on and on and on. They're, you know, they're meeting out in the Bohemian Grove, you know, to burn human effigies, you know, in these strange cult rituals. I spoke last 2 weeks ago, I believe, about the 13-day Feast of Blood, which begins on April 19th. And, of course, you know, we know all the tragedies that have occurred on those days, you know, or in that 13-day period beginning with April 19th. You know, David Koresh in Waco and Columbine, and the Murray Federal Building was blown up in Oklahoma City. And recently, I've been inundated with prophecies regarding tomorrow, which is July the 11th, 2010. And, of course, tomorrow there will be a full eclipse of the sun by the moon. And I've been sent several videos by a woman by the name of Michelle Nye. You can go out, and her last name is spelled N-Y-E. And she has several prophecies. You can go out to YouTube, look them up, have a look at them. But she's prophesied that tomorrow, July the 11th, there will be a great cataclysm that's going to take place in the Gulf of Mexico. And, you know, I'm not trying to be a fearmonger or, you know, a shill out here. I've got no interest in any of this. This is just, this is the information that comes to me. People send this to me. But she's out there telling people that the beginning of the end of the world will start tomorrow, July 11th. And, of course, it's going to be pretty easy to check out. All we got to do is wait till tomorrow. Of course, if what she's saying is true, I probably won't be talking to people next week, since Dallas is only, you know, a couple of hundred miles away from the Gulf. And most likely, I don't have my my ship ready, my unsinkable ship ready to climb into. But, you know, there could be an enormous tidal wave if what she's saying, you know, actually happens, which is what she's saying, that a gigantic methane explosion will be triggered in the Gulf. And this will be caused by the High Auroral Atmospheric Research Project, the HAARP transmitter up in Canada, which she believes is capable of causing earthquakes by heating the air and generating building forces in the rocks under the Gulf through resonant energy transfer through the ground. Personally, I do believe that HAARP is capable of causing earthquakes through energy directed through the earth. In any case, we've got to go to break here early in the show. When we get back, we'll talk about the subject of today's show, and you're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account in a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that will let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek. And before the break, I was just talking about my personal beliefs, and I said that I personally believe that HARP is capable of causing earthquakes. And the reason I say this is because I'm familiar with Nikola Tesla's patent on his radio and energy transmission device that consisted of four tuned coils. And in his patents and so forth, he specifically states that 90% of the energy would be sent into the earth, and that he could use this energy to determine where ships were on sea, you know, similar to radar. He could send energy to any point on the earth. And, of course, if he sent resonant waves, he could direct that energy to a particular portion of the earth, and stresses would build up in the rocks until the surface of the earth would undulate. And he even claimed that given enough time, he could split the earth with this technology. And being that HARP is built on the same principles, I firmly believe that they can direct energy through the ground and through the air. We know that it's a billion-watt microwave dipole transmitter, and that when they shoot those electromagnetic waves into the atmosphere, you know, it heats up the particles and it charges those particles, which are then carried on the magnetic lines of force of the earth from one end to the other, and eventually put back into the ground. And you can see this, it looks like the aurora borealis whenever they direct energy into the air. But it creates heating in the air, and it creates expansions in the atmosphere. And so there's no question that it has the potential to modify the weather. In any case, I don't want to get too far off on this. I just wanted to mention this because it was sent to me several times in the last week. I also wanted to mention again, you can find the show's videos on YouTube, as well as a fellow by the name of Brian Leonard Go Lightly Marshall, who Michelle claims is Yahweh incarnate. I know these are some incredible claims, but I'm confident that both Michelle and Brian are completely convinced of the truth of their reality. And that brings me to the subject of today's show, which is redemption. And I wanted to start off the show with this quote, which I found on a website. You can go see the website. It's called Debt Elimination, www.debtelimination.com. And the quote is Luke 21:28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. So, you know, I want everybody to go out, dial into debtelimination.com. And again, I have no financial interest whatsoever in this company. I just want people to begin to understand that the country's currency is, you know, it's being intentionally destroyed as we speak. You know, at the G20 meetings, June the 4th and the 5th, the powers that be, you know, they're up there arguing about whose country is going to collapse first, you know, how long this controlled collapse is going to take, who's going to do what to whom, and, you know, whether you and I will die or, you know, live or, you know, whatever. But we hardly hear a word about it on the mainstream media, of course, because they don't want to invite people to go up there and, you know, petition against it and you know, to riot, you know, so they try to keep it quiet a little bit. Of course, you know, the ultimate goal of the G20 is, you know, how are we going to implement the new one world currency? And, of course, that'll be easy if you, you know, destroy the value of all the existing currencies. But back to the point, you know, the point here is redemption, or as my friend Jerry would call it, coming out of Babylon. And in my mind, you know, what redemption is all about getting out of debt. And until a man can get himself out of debt, you know, he has very little chance of getting back control and ownership of his own life. And this is because, of course, when we have debt, we sign a loan agreement. And that loan agreement stipulates that we're subject to maritime and admiralty laws. It says so right in every loan agreement I've ever seen. It says so on the signatory card of your checking account at the bank. So remember, whenever we go into court, we're in a collection court of the bankruptcy of the United States to the Federal Reserve. And this is an administrative court proceeding which is operating under the executive's powers, you know, the president's powers that were given him under the War Powers Act of 1933. And, of course, no lawyer or judge is, you know, they've all sworn an oath that they're not going to tell anybody it's a bankruptcy court. And so it appears that, you know, you're in a de jure court when, in fact, you're in a de facto court. And we can see this since the medium of exchange in the court is the Federal Reserve note. Then everything in court is commerce. And, of course, the Federal Reserve Bank is a private maritime insurance company. And, of course, then you're subject to the Uniform Commercial Code and the maritime law. And last week I spoke just a little bit about living under the literal Constitution, and that is being governed by Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution, which states that no state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, shall grant letters of mark and reprisal, shall coin money, shall emit bills of credit. Can anybody say IOUs in California to pay state workers? Make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debt. Pass any bill of attainder. Bills of attainder, that's my favorite. You know, can anybody say traffic ticket or ex post facto law? And, of course, everyone should know that the Corporation of the United States was set up with an ex post facto laws, an ecclesiastic trust, and the ex post facto law said nobody else could do this ever again. and to finish, or law impairing the obligation of contracts. Huh. Has everybody seen that this new California, they're going to pay minimum wage to all the state employees? Does that sound like it impairs the union contracts of the state employees? And finally, or to grant any title of nobility. But, you know, we have to realize that as every U.S. citizen has consented to donate, yes, I said donate, his estate to this ecclesiastic trust known as the United States of America. And, you know, basically everything I just read, Article 1, Section 10, doesn't apply to you, because what's happened is that you have entered into a private contract with the trust. And the long and short of the contract is, it says that you're owned by the trust, but you're a beneficiary of the trust. But the trustees are the government slash parent of the beneficiaries, and they're going to interpret the Constitution for you and I, and they're going to grant us privileges and immunities as they see fit. So, you know, this idea of redemption to me, you know, is really all about getting out of debt to the Federal Reserve, since, of course, that's who all the money's owed to. All these promissory notes are owed to them. And with that said, I'm going to take our first caller. And I believe,
as the end of the world is concerned, and I thought about this, what you're talking about this, that the world is not going to end. In fact, I was thinking that what if Obama has two terms in office and the next president is more dangerous than this one? In other words, America becomes a third world toilet under Obama, and then the next president comes in riding on a shining white horse and will say, will throw out more red meat than a conservative shock jock, and will say, listen, we're fighting the war on Islam. We are going to declare permanent martial law. Streets will be curfewed, mosques will be closed, Muslims will be kicked out, and the solution for illegal immigration is every man, woman, and child will have to accept a microchip. That's how we're going to solve it. And we're going to track all these extremist Muslim, Christian, and Jewish groups in America. And what can the people do if the people get their feathers plucked and they're dependent on the government for their living? Other people will go along with it. Remember, Adolf. No,
this is what I talked about last week. Give me just a second to respond to that.
Okay.
And you know, last week, you know, I read a little dissertation. You know, the king only has two arms and two legs, and you know, who's going to impose all these things on us? You know, the king can make any declaration he wants, and if the subjects have a policeman in their head, then they're going to accept all these things. And this is, you know, pretty much what we need to, you know, we need to break this brainwashing, you know, that's been done to everyone, that, you know, the government's almighty. And the government can't be almighty because it's made up of the people. And once the people who work for the government realize that, you know, this is just totally out of control, and people go to the guy who lives next door who works at the Department of Motor Vehicles and goes, look, pal, you can't do this anymore. I mean, that's what's got to happen. People got to wake up.
Right.
They got to see how their rights are being taken. The government can't take your rights unless the people help them.
Exactly.
You know, it takes all the policemen and all the firemen and all the... Everybody's got to do what they say. I'm not going to do what they say. I can tell you that right now.
wait, you're absolutely right about that. In fact, there was a movie out a while back called V for Vendetta. And in fact, movies are in fact conditioning people to this kind of future, and people are so focused on Obama that they're missing the point what if you get a second president after Obama that's even worse than Obama and is a Hitlerian dictator, and will say, look, we have to go into the Middle East and nuke Mecca and Medina. And go in there and crush these dirty Muslims.
Hold that thought, because we got to go back to break right now. We got a word from our sponsors, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about Israel. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business, gas, and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the strip through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
The Founding Fathers knew it. Generations of American patriots have known it ever since. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now that the Supreme Court dropped the gavel in the McDonald versus Chicago case and slapped the anti-gunners on their ass, we're celebrating like never before. America's Victory Shoot is calling all American patriots from across the land to join together right in the backyard of Chicago itself. We're gathering together to celebrate with the biggest patriotic shooting event in modern American history. Bring your gun, bring your ammo, and sign up to join in the festivities of America's Victory Shoot. We're spending the weekend together for 2 days of gun fun and to give you the training to protect yourself and your family with the best professionals in the training industry. Come one, come all, this August to America's Victory Shoot. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and we're speaking with our caller Jeff in Massachusetts. And Jeff, before we went to the break, you just brought up the subject of Israel, and it was kind of strange. I think it was Wednesday night this week. I was looking for something on television. I'd gotten home and sat down, and I stopped on TBN, the Trinity Broadcasting Network. Yeah. And there was a fellow on there who said, we're good friends with Israel, and I know, Netanyahu personally, and I met with him a couple of years ago, and he related a story that he said that the Iranian government had sent a dirty bomb, a whole ship, from China with nuclear waste aboard it and bombs, and that this was hijacked by Somali pirates who immediately started to die from the radiation. Two of them died within 2 days, and 22 of them died within a few weeks. And the plan was to park this in the harbor in Israel and blow it up and have a dirty bomb. And so this particular person related that Netanyahu said to him that, they would never let Iran have a nuclear weapon. And to that end, he said that in the last few months, Netanyahu has had secret meetings with King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, then with the president of Egypt, who have given him access to the Suez Canal, and he's moved his Boomer submarines through the Suez Canal and into the Gulf of Iran there, so that he has access with nuclear weapons to attack Iran right now, the Israelis do. And apparently King Abdullah also gave Israel permission to use their airspace to attack Iran. And my information says that U.S. has control of all Iraqi airspace up until November, so they're going to start giving it back. And so that sometime late this summer, Israel's going to attack Iran's nuclear facilities.
Wow.
Well, I mean, this is on the Trinity Broadcasting Network.
Oh, wow. No, I don't have a TV. I listen to internet and internet radio, and so no, I definitely don't have cable. But that's interesting. But you know what I think of Israel and the Middle Eastern world and just the world in general. Let's stay out of the world, protect our borders, do what Smedley Butler said, which is just protect our borders and protect our coastline. And no foreign aid to anybody. And in fact, when this country gives foreign aid to Israel, we're handicapping it. There was an article written by Samuel Cohen, the inventor of the neutron bomb, and it influenced me on Israel because I was a big Z Zionist before I read this article. And Samuel Cohen said it straight, which is foreign aid to Israel handicaps it. And in fact, When you give money to Israel, there's strings attached to it, and we're able to dictate the policy. And we should not dictate any country's policy. Countries have interests; they don't have friends. That's the way I look at it. Very, very simple. Which is, I have my views on Israel, but that's as simple as I can say it. And in fact, I care about America. And in fact, there is a danger to this president after Obama, in my mind, an opinion, and that is death squads in America. This president will sound so good that the American people will say death squads to eliminate drug kingpins and people like that. Oh, that's great. Have special forces running around in the streets, black bagging people who don't go along with the government. Oh, that's great. We need a tough hardliner.
I got a kick out of this. Somebody sent me the other day, Robin Williams has a plan, for peace.
Yeah.
And he said, I see a lot of people yelling about peace, but I've not heard of a plan for peace. He says, so here's one plan for peace. He says, the U.S. will apologize to the world for our interference in the affairs past and present, Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin, Tojo, Noriega, Milosevic, Hussein, and the rest of those good old boys. We'll never interfere again, and we'll withdraw all our troops from all over the world, starting with Germany, South Korea, the Middle East, and the Philippines. They don't want us there. We would station our troops at our borders. No one allowed sneaking through the holes in the fences. All illegal aliens have 90 days to get their affairs together and leave. We'll give them a free trip home. After 90 days, the remainder will be gathered up and deported immediately, regardless of who they are and where they are. They're illegal. France will welcome them. He says all future visitors will be thoroughly checked and limited to 90 days unless given a special permit. No one from a terrorist nation will be allowed in. If you don't like it there, change it yourself and don't hide here. Asylum would never be available to anyone. We don't need any more cab drivers or 7-Eleven cashiers.
That's
and he says, no foreign students over the age of 21. The older ones are the bombers. He said, if they don't attend classes, they get a D, and it's back home, baby.
So
the U.S.
good.
Will make a strong effort to become self-sufficient energy-wise. This will include developing non-polluting sources of energy, but will require a temporary drilling of oil in the Alaskan wilderness. The caribou will have to cope for a while. Saudi Arabia and the other oil-producing countries $10 a barrel for their oil. If they don't like it, we'll go somewhere else. They can go somewhere else to sell their production. He said about a week of the wells filling up the storage site would be enough.
that is so brilliant. He ought to run for office. And you know what else too is we're gonna have a 10-year moratorium on all immigrants. I said that on a program years and years ago, and I was labeled as some kind of a bigot.
Stay tuned. We've got to go back to commercial. Another word from our sponsors here. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I sleep in. Every day there's a reason. I just do it all over again.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional, and we're visiting with our guest and caller, Jeff from Massachusetts. You know, we're talking about this whole Israel-Middle East situation, the Iranian situation, and of course, Robin Williams is the only one out there to put out a plan for peace.
Yeah, Rob, I'll tell you, Robin Williams has an edge. I mean, he uses a lot of foul language. But that one is good. I mean, that is right on. And you know what? Here's my simple thought, and that is, this country is not finished in a lot of ways. It's finished, but then it isn't, and I'll tell you why it's not finished yet. Because you see, it will be finished when you hear of neighbors saying, you know what, I'm not going to say a word because my son got grabbed off the street and was tortured in a U.S. concentration camp. Or a wife will say, my husband was taken in a concentration camp and is not getting out again for saying something bad about the president or for saying something bad about...
Well, and you know, if you've heard of Naomi Wolf, you know, yes. She gives this presentation on fascism, and her mother was... I've just read something, broke my concentration.
Yes.
Naomi Wolf's grandmother lived in Germany before the Second World War, and she saw how the community shut down, how people stopped talking to each other, and how you know, everyone held a tight upper lip and nobody said anything bad about the government. And, you know, they beat their patriotic drums and they waved their flags and it was all, you know, the whole of the society shut down very rapidly, you know, once they started taking people. And, yeah. I heard a Catholic priest say, you know, when they started taking the Jews, he said, I didn't say anything. And then when they took the mentally retarded, you know, I didn't say anything. And then when they took the Protestants, I didn't say anything. And finally he said, when they came for me, he said, I hadn't said anything and there was no one left to speak for me.
Well, that's it. I think that was Martin Niemöller who said that, and he was a Protestant, but maybe a Catholic priest took that and adopted it. Who knows? But anyways, you know, Naomi Wolf is absolutely right about that, and America, Massachusetts is different. I mean, we are pretty much a Marxist state, but the general country outside of the Northeast, it's pretty much hasn't shut down yet to where you talk to your friend and your friend says, sorry Jeff, I can't talk to you because you've been flagged as a racist, bigot, homophobe, and if I talk to you or associate with you, I'm going to get gang stalked.
Those are those slave speak words we talked about last week. If you want to end the discussion, just throw the word racist in it.
Yeah.
Xenophobe in it. You know, oh, you're a Zionist. Oh, you're this. Oh, you're that. You know, you throw these words in the middle, and that stops all intellectual conversation. And so what we have is this political conversation that is two false choices, like the last election, McCain or Obama. I mean, I couldn't think of two worse choices, frankly. And, of course, you know, I voted for the libertarian Chuck Baldwin.
Oh, I did, and, too. I voted for Chuck Baldwin myself.
The only way that the people of the United States are going to stop this is for them to wake up and for them to just start laughing at the government. You know, if everybody would just go, taxes, IRS, you got to be shitting me. What you give us, you want us to pay you money? Hell no, you can't withhold out of my check. You know, and if everybody did it, well, hell. You know, and think about the pressure that people, if everybody put pressure on, you know, the IRS, you know, collection agents. These people are desperate. You have to understand, they're under a tremendous amount of pressure. They're desperate to collect money and pay these international bankers, these IRS collection agents.
Oh, that's
just
true.
Imagine if every person that had a problem with the IRS got together all his friends and neighbors and 30, 40, you know, the IRS guy's coming by to have an audit today. Hey, 40, 50 people going to sit in a room with him. Look over his shoulder, make sure he don't do nothing illegal, you know? And everybody go in there, just imagine the pressure on those people. No one would take that job if 50 people sat over his shoulder every time he went, you know, every time he came to a house, a guy picked up the phone and 50 guys came over to watch him, you know, and everybody with a rifle on their shoulder, you know?
That's it.
Just make sure you do it right, buddy. We're watching.
Well, that's it. And you know what else, too, is, and this is another thought, you know what, the New World Order does not want to yet put all their foreign assets into America to take this country, because let's face it, down south you have generations of rednecks that own land and own property. They'll just worm into the woods and they know those backwoods like the back of their hand.
This is where you're wrong. Nobody in this country owns any property.
They don't.
The Federal Reserve owns all. Remember, when you're a baby, when you're born, and they take your foot and they dip it in the ink, and they stamp your footprint on your birth certificate, this forms a corporation. And what this does is it transports, you donate your estate, including your body, to the ecclesiastic trust that's known as the United States of America. And now you're chattel. You are pledged as a security, and you are now the surety, the guarantor of the debt to the Federal Reserve Bank.
Well,
basically, what's happened is the government took your checkbook, they formed a corporation, said, we're taking a corporation's checkbook, we're going to spend the money as we see fit on your best behalf, of course.
Like the Matrix.
And you're going to pay it all back.
Like the Matrix.
That's the deal. No, that is the deal. I mean, that's the United States. That's what's happened. That's what I'm trying to tell people. It is the Matrix. It is, you know, it's this hallucination. It's this delusion that we live in. No one here is free. Everyone is chattel. Everyone's owned. You don't own the land. All the land has been taken, and it's a very simple process. If you go to the debt elimination site, and you look in there, and there's an article in there called "I Want the Whole World Plus 5%."
Wow!
You know, the banker loans money against everything, and he takes everything as collateral. And so, of course, the Federal Reserve has the entire world as collateral. They purposefully set up the International Monetary Fund to lend money to third world countries through the big corporations to build ports and infrastructures and pay off the puppet government there. And, you know, there's 30% interest on those loans. The people can never pay it back. And so they steal the land. They steal the resources. They steal the oil. They steal the coal. You know, they just steal it with money that they never had to loan. It's all a bookkeeping entry.
But here's my wrap-up point, which is have you ever seen the movie RoboCop 3 and the concept behind it? The point I'm going to make is... Think of all the rednecks down south and Midwest, and when foreign troops try to come in there to seize their land and to push them out or to harm them or harm their families, there's going to be bloodshed like you wouldn't even believe. I don't want it to happen. I hope it doesn't happen. But
General Yamamoto said at the beginning of World War II,
what's that?
He said, you couldn't possibly invade the United States. There will be a sniper behind every blade of grass.
Exactly.
And the Americans couldn't believe when they went in their tanks and they occupied the German cities at the end of World War II that there weren't no snipers on the roof shooting at them, that they could sit right in the middle of downtown and nobody was, you know, taking pot shots at them.
Oh, wow. That's true. And that's my main point. And that is, it's going to be more... It's going to be much, much more difficult for foreign troops to seize our country, and that's my main point. Although they will seize it, it will be bloody, it will be difficult, and they're not going to want to do it at a whim or just yet. It's going to take more time than people even realize. I thank you for having me on the broadcast.
The way they're going to do it, and it's already done in Massachusetts where you live, and the way they're going to take over is... through martial law, through a medical emergency. There's a law in the books already in Massachusetts that says that if they declare martial law because of a medical emergency, then nobody has any rights. If you stockpile food, they can come to your house and take it. It's for the emergency. If you have a business that has water, or gas, fuel, materials, anything, they just come and appropriate it and do whatever they want with it. And there's nothing you can do about it. It's martial law. All they got to do is holler medical emergency.
Exactly, or any emergency for that matter, and the sheep of Massachusetts, you have to come up to Massachusetts sometime, or a few times. The sheep of Massachusetts would literally...
My sister lives in Bedford.
Oh, wow. Bedford is bad, but downtown Boston, that whole Boston area, it is like a little Marxist city, except you don't see the tanks, you don't see people getting taken to concentration camps. But all this, but that fascist kind of structure is in there, and you know the people of Boston would literally embrace communism. I thank you for having me on the broadcast, and do have a good one.
All right, hey Jeff, thanks for your call and thanks for your comments. We're talking about redemption today and debt elimination. I'm going to take my next caller here. It's JG in California. JG, are you with me out there?
Hey Bill. Well, I tell you, all this Illuminati stuff is just giving me a headache. I walked into a shrink's office the other day and told him I'm schizophrenic, and he said, "Don't worry, the four of us can handle it." So, I mean, in the same shrink, I told him, I said, "I'm sick and tired of going to you because you keep telling me the same thing my wife asked me. Who the hell do you think I am?" Yeah, so it was a mess. You know, Phil, when you said... that you're not going to follow what the bad guys are telling you, probably whatever venue. What did you mean by that? Are you totally getting checked out like Jerry Kirk? You checking out of the matrix, or what do you mean by you're not going to follow? You need a driver's license. You need car insurance. So how far are you out of it?
You know, so far I'm trying to figure the best plan, you know, of how to opt out, or if opting out is in fact the best plan in my situation. My big problem is debt.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about today. In order for me to opt out of the system, I have to get out of debt.
Yeah, to where you're independent, yeah, because some people, those of us that are poor, don't have that option. So what do? You know, you have to go right up to the last minute.
Well, I'm not independently wealthy by any stretch of the imagination, JG. And so getting out of debt for me is, you know, a long-term process. It's not something that can be done overnight. And, of course, as long as you have that debt with the Federal Reserve, I mean, you know, you borrowed money on a mortgage for your home. Right. I mean, for me, you know, it amounts to I have to sell my home and, you know, uproot my family and leave in order to, you know, get back to living in the country that I was born in instead of living in this, you know, on the slave plantation here.
Yeah, Joyce Riley had a very good show on fraudulent mortgages, and we go into court and try to prove things, but they don't make allowances like this CPA called in for retired for 30 years. He said no matter what you do, and of course, you know, there's been a lot of cases. One, even the IRS commissioners, two or three, have said there's no law to what Dave Champion, you know, our other talk show host at whatever time zone he's on, Republic, stated a very good thing. They got Irwin Schiff right here where I'm at. For the moment where I'm at, and they put him away, and of course Lou Epton, the talk show host, can't figure out why, but like the CPA guy said to Joyce Riley, that it doesn't matter what they do, they don't make allowances for discovery and for, you know, evidence, and, you know, we have no standing in court if they want to fight it, so therefore, you know, he said that he's sad to say that Dave Champion was right in everything he did, Irwin Schiff, and that's all true, but, you know, it's just like, I just can't believe we don't have the prosecutors or the AGs. You know, we could take this, and if the judge is violating his oath or whatever his particular, you know, legitimate procedure in implementing his, you know, his black robe, that why can't an AG or the governor or you know, or somebody else, why can't we get these guys? Because when they loan money on a signature, not only is that fraud, and we'd all be in jail if we did things like they did, but unless we put teeth into liberty, Phil, what the hell are we going to do? If, you know, a friend of mine that calls in on your show many times.
I disagree with a couple of things you said there, and one is my personal opinion, and I'm kind of studying on this now, okay, is that every person can be a personal banker. And so, you know, it's possible to set up a corporation and make a bond and sell the bond to investors in the marketplace. I mean, businesses do this all the time. I mean, fundamentally, this is the way that government creates money, is they sit down at a table and they make a bond, they hand it across the table to the Federal Reserve, who sells it to investors in the marketplace. And so if you have enough financial strength that you can sell, you know, bonds at their face value in the financial marketplace, well, you know, every American can make, can be his own, you know, private banker. If you could just, you know, make an international bill of exchange and turn it into cash, you know, everybody can be his own private bank. You know, there's equal justice under the law. They've given us remedies here, but people don't think in these terms. People think in terms of, I gotta get a job. You know, I gotta go to work. I gotta get a paycheck. People don't think in terms of sitting down and understanding that their signature in our society is their most valuable asset, and that if you know how to do it, you can put your name on a piece of paper and turn it into money.
But you said you had to have money, though, to do those things, and most of us don't.
Well, you know, if you really think about it, you don't need money. Everybody uses other people's money. You know, you have to have the leadership skills and the business skills to put the plan together to convince somebody who has the money to loan you a little bit of it. And
right,
they
right.
never really give it away. It's all a loan. And, but what you have to understand, I mean, to form a bank, I think you only need $1.5 million in collateral to form a bank. So any person can go out and convince other people to give them $1.5 million in T-bills and T-bonds, And, you know, of course, the government's going to accept those and set up a bank. Once you set up the bank, guess what? You now have the right to lend money at interest that you don't have.
Why is North Dakota so sounding legitimate, what they're doing? How is the government not shutting them down as where states' rights would get into it? What are they doing that's so solidifying their...
What North Dakota has done, JG, is that North Dakota walked down to the county clerk's office and filed a DBA, State of North Dakota, doing business as the North Dakota Bank. That's all they did. They formed
a
bank.
Of people?
Government of the state formed a bank. And now all state employees have to deposit their money in the state banks. And the state bank, since it has all the monies of all the federal employees, or all the state employees, then it's able to help the smaller banks in the state loan money to local businesses, farmers, and so forth. We're to the 10:50 mark, and we've got to hear another message from our sponsors. We're talking to JG in California.
Know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Pozderek, and we've been talking with JG in California. And JG, we were just talking a little bit about the North Dakota banks and how all the state employees from the state of North Dakota have to deposit all their monies and use the state banks. And the state banks help the smaller, you know, rural banks to loan to businesses and farmers in North Dakota. And, of course, you know, their state has a balanced budget, and, you know, they're doing very well. Now, I recently read an article about the state of California and its debt problems. And people made the point that California's got plenty of money, and a lot of it's in the California Teachers Retirement Fund. But, of course, the California Teachers Retirement Fund, that money is earmarked for teachers' retirements. They can't, lend it to the government. But, of course, they do invest that money. And so, you know, it'd be very simple, you know, for the state of California to walk down to the county clerk's office, do a DBA, set up the State Bank of California, and have the teachers' retirement fund buy the stock, you know, own the company, and then this would give them the ability to loan that money, you know, to the state government, and this would lower their carrying costs. You know, right now they're borrowing from the bankers in New York at about 7.5% interest, and hell, you know, you could trim that down, you know, 3 or 4 points, and this would go a long way to solving all the debt problems in California. Of course, the problem is you still got to have a balanced budget, and of course they don't want a balanced budget.
Right, right.
The only way to balance the budget, you got to get rid of 3 or 4 million people who are just swamping the system with costs that they're non-contributors, they're illegal aliens.
Yep. Yeah. Just one more thing, Phil. I've got a couple of websites for the Gulf people that I've got from one of our other hosts. That they can check for the, there may be some political stuff on there as to what they think is going on, but it's mainly a weather thing. Can I give that out to you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, the people citizenry website would be, the three W's, GulfTaskForce.com. GulfTaskForce.com, and that's supposed to keep the citizenry pretty well updated with what's going on down there on our side. And then the National Weather Service one for, I guess, a national thing, if anybody wants to get to it, is NWS, or National Weather Service it would stand for, NWS.NOAA, NOAA.gov. So that would be the national website to keep up with things.
Now, is that NOAA, N-O-A-H?
No, it's N-O-A-A.
Oh, N-O-A-A, I guess.
For what I was told.
So that's nws.noaa.gov, and the first one was www.golftaskforce.com.
Yes, sir. That's all I got, Phil.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much for your call, J.G. And with that said, we'll go to our next caller in Tennessee, John in Tennessee. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Phil. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Well, I felt it was necessary to respond to Jeff in Massachusetts. I appreciate his confidence in the people in the South, although if everyone in the South went home, they would be in the North. And if everyone in the North went home, they would be in the South. Let's bear in mind, let's remember where the revolution began. It was in the Northeast. It was in the colonies. So the hillbillies and the rednecks, I wear the badge of a redneck proudly, but I'm from Detroit originally, Phil. A redneck is nothing more than a working man, someone that's not afraid to get out with his shirt off and get a redneck from working in the sun.
Hold that thought for me, John, because we're at the end of the hour and we need our sponsors. So you're listening to Positively Unconstitutional on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back in just 3 minutes and 3 seconds.
With